You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, something else that happened last week was the announcement that the government was potentially looking to establish a new type of transformation fund, a 100 billion rand transformation fund. And now the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Park Stau, has come back around that particular fund, saying that in response to some questions that were asked in Parliament, how that fund would be financed, what would be the objectives of the fund, and just responding to some of the questions around that. I'm joined on the line by the founder for the Center for Economic Development and a Transformation, Duma Qobule, to take a look at this and see if we can understand it and get our heads around it. Good evening, Duma. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with a bit of a backstory around this proposed fund. 100 billion rand fund to be carved out of effectively existing businesses for the purposes of supporting black businesses. When this was initially proposed, we kind of didn't have a very clear idea around where we were going with the fund. What were the initial conversations around it?
Okay, let me explain how it works. Okay, so there is no new tax. This so-called new tax has been in the law since 2013. So the amended B codes of 2013, so many companies, large companies especially, are implementing this as we speak. So there's a B scorecard, and there is an element of the scorecard called enterprise and supply development. So the reason why, so you've got different monetary and non-monetary contributions that companies can make. I'll just give you an example of them. So you could give grants to small companies, then you can also calculate the overhead costs that you incur in supporting these enterprises. You could provide loans, interest-free loans. You could provide guarantees for them. You could provide lower interest rates. You could have equity investments in these companies. I used to work for Telkom. You could calculate the contributions in the form of human resource capacity, where you second people towards working in these small enterprises or organizations that represent these small enterprises. But the reason I'm going through these things is that a simplistic way of looking at it, you'd need to calculate what. So the target is 3% of net profit after tax. But the problem is when you try to translate it into a monetary value, because most of the contributions are not monetary values. And the companies that I've worked for in the past, I would even say the majority would not necessarily be monetary contributions. It would be non-monetary contributions. That's number one. Number two is that if you want to calculate the value of this fund, there's a simplistic way into it. So you go to the top 100 companies, and then you calculate their NPAT, and then you net profit after tax, and then you say 3%. And then some people, a friend of mine, she did this some years ago. She says she came to 50 billion rands when she did this. But it's a moving target every year. Now, the problem I have with those type of calculations, the BEE Commission also came with its own calculation. They said there's potentially 26 billion rands that has already happened. So the problem I have with those calculations is that many of these contributions are non-monetary. So you can't convert them into a fund that we're going to lend to black business. So I would have wanted them to do actual research and go and talk to the top companies, Anglo-American, all top companies, say, what are your current enterprise development contributions? What have you done? And so I think it's a flawed assumption to come up with a monetary value, because you don't know what is there. That's number one. And then so even the 26 billion that they come to, we don't even know if it's if it's a monetary value or it's hard money in the company. And then the last thing I want to say is that the other problem with coming up with a monetary value when you don't, in fact, so basically the minister didn't know what he's talking about the 100 billion rand. They don't know where they get it, because they haven't done the research as to how much enterprise development. Now, the third thing is that there are companies, Jimmy, that said, this is a headache. We don't want to do it. So we're going to give it to third parties to do it on our behalf. So you have all these supplier development initiatives by individual companies that say, we will manage it for you. So I do remember that Telkom did it, and they gave it to a third party to manage. But the problem is, I doubt that it adds up to anything close to 100 billion rands, because I don't think a lot of companies do it. And then the last thing I want to say is that many years ago, probably 10 years ago, the National Empowerment Fund, who has been tasked with doing this, the previous CEO had a plan that we're not getting government funding. We're going to go out to the market and we're going to try and become the third party provider of this, you know, and we're going to collect whatever it is. But to my, they weren't successful in doing it. And I don't see why they will be successful this time. I will be speaking to them soon, yeah.
Duma, I want to look at some...
Sorry, Jim. I just think that in South Africa, we mustn't talk about things that you don't know. You know, I follow the stuff that you can't go out there and say 100 billion rands when you don't know how much is out there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Duma, and I want to look at the calculations. I mean, one of the things, I mean, entities are expected to contribute the 3% of net profit after tax. If we look at it from that perspective, how do you then also practically enforce that? Companies are not going to have the same year of financial performance every single year, right? So you're realistically going to have a year that performs better, a year that performs worse, but you're also going to have companies that might defer profits or that might incur significant losses so that your net profit is seemingly lower. So this is also now creating a new conundrum around the valuation of this fund if we are to do
purely
as a tax.
Well, it's not a tax because it's been there for 12 years, you know, and most of it's not a tax, really. They're definitely not a tax. So, but the point is, some companies do make monetary contributions, but I wouldn't say, I don't know, but my gut feel tells me that the majority of them don't make actual monetary contributions.
So managing that side of it is going to be quite different. Let's look at the actual transformation objectives. I mean, you've established the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Obviously, we've been on a very clear kind of conversation as South Africa, the transformation needs to take place and that we need to be financing certain things and we need to all kind of do our part in various ways, right? And that's kind of why the BEE code exists, and that's come into question as well.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, I think this one, okay, so now I think I was the one who first proposed something like this, but I had proposed that the government would provide a seed funding for it, and it would be, you know, from the IDC, the NEF, and, you know, all the government agency would be providing some kind. So it would be the government would seed it, you know. But now they've gone the different way, and they're saying that this is it's private sector initiatives, but you can't put a number for it. To do the research on it, it's going to take a long time. Yeah, and that's why nobody has done the research. You know, I can tell you right now what is a black ownership on the stock exchange. That's an easy calculation. I can tell you what's the black board members. I can tell you what's the black management. But ESG is very tricky to measure because companies don't even disclose it in their annual reports. So it's almost impossible to find out what is the universe out there. Yeah.
Duma, do you think this becomes even more complicated to administer or to put in place now that we've got a government of national unity? I mean, the likes of the DA have already noted their criticism towards what has been mentioned by the minister. They're supposed to all be working together as part of one united front, and you're already seeing different views on this. Do you think this is something that makes it even harder to implement?
Okay, so yeah, that's a very good question, Jimmy. So now we've been past the ballot. Now there's National Health Service, National Health Insurance. This one is a bubbling under, you know, kind of, you know, what can I call it? Potential area of, you know, conflict between the parties in the GNU. So I do think that I think they need to come together as well at the level of the GNU and discuss not just this one, the Transformation Fund, what is their position on the whole transformation policy? Because we have a policy in the BEE codes. Does the DA and the other seven parties agree with this thing, or do we have to redo it, you know? And I think this is a discussion that is actually has to be done at the GNU. I do think, Jimmy, that there will be compromises on I think this is not going to be as difficult as people think it's going to be, because this BEE codes, I think it's accepted by most of the large companies. You know, you can see people moaning on social media, but most of the companies, if you open just a random annual report, companies will report on this as part of ESG. And so I don't think it's something out of the ordinary for most of the large companies, but many of the smaller companies might be complaining, but there are exemptions for the smaller companies in terms of BEE. But I do think it's a discussion that we have to have at the level of the government of national unity.
Lots to consider, lots to still have conversations about. We can't just implement things without thinking them through. That's been our shortfall in the past. We'll leave the conversation there. Duma, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Duma Qobule, who is the founder for the Center for Economic Development and Transformation, joining me to take a look at the latest conversation that's been happening around this BEE Transformation Fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.